producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. How effective that is, I have no idea. But again, Bradley Dean 1, Double E on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be open for the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, thank you for making us the number one radio show, friends. We appreciate it across the country on Genesis Communication Networks. You gotta love it. Okie dokie. Well, let's get over to the next topic. I love this. I think about this. And I want to tell you why I think about it. Sometimes, we need to put into perspective things that we need to put into perspective because we just don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes of our life. And it's interesting to note that if people knew that they had 5 minutes left to live, how differently they would act. But yet the Bible tells us it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And speaking of which, it's amazing if we really take that on and we walk in the fear of the Lord, departing from iniquity, as the Bible tells us. It's interesting how we'll act in such a fashion as to depart from wickedness, because we don't want to offend God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, David said. As a matter of fact, David so sought to be cleansed from his sin, he said, cleanse me from my secret faults. Well, I say, let's take it a step further. Cleanse me from my known faults, Lord, through the blood of the Lamb, and let us overcome by the word of our testimony, as well as through sanctification, talking about 1 Peter 1, going back to the Old Testament, Ezekiel 36, when you get a moment. But I was driving one time, and we were actually going out to Colorado area, and we were on Highway 75, I believe, going that direction, and we were in Nebraska, and we were driving, and the speed limits out there, friends, are 75 miles an hour. In Minnesota, it's 70, and that's the main interstates. But interestingly enough, we were driving along about 75 miles an hour. I was in the back of the van going to do another presentation in Colorado. While in Nebraska, all of a sudden the driver in front of me said, Bradley, this one's going to be bad. And I looked in the window, his little rear view mirror through his window. And as I looked through it, I could see a vehicle spinning out of control. It was rolling. And before I put my feet onto the highway, I knew I was going to see something. I can feel it right now. I knew I was going to see something that I did not want to see. What I did is I said, guys, stop. We got to help. As I turned around, the vehicle was still turning over, friends. It was a red, like, SUV Ford. And this was probably about 8-9 years ago, but I'll never forget it. It put everything into perspective real quick for me. As I began to run over to the ditch and look at the vehicle that just stopped rolling, all of a sudden I seen this huge German Shepherd. It was a beautiful dog. And I knew that there was no spirit in it. It was just laying there and its eyes were wide open. No life at all. As I looked to my left, as I ran towards the people so I could help them, I noticed a man probably about 30 yards away. And from what I could see, I could only see half of his body. And as I ran over to this individual, I noticed that he had compound fractures. My brother was an EMT in the Air Force, and I understood all that vernacular, medical talk. His bones were sticking out of his flesh. And I could also see that he was paraplegic. I knew that he couldn't walk. I didn't see his wheelchair, but I knew from the look of his legs that he didn't have the sinew there that belonged to a man that could walk. And the first thing that came to mind is I need to pray for this guy. I feel this. I could see that he was breathing. And the first thing I did is I kneeled down and I put my hands on him. Because the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said that I am the Lord that healeth thee. And we also know in Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Hallelujah. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. It also tells us in the book of James, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I put my hands on this individual. And no sooner I put my hands on this individual to pray for him and he passed away. I didn't know how to respond. I just knew within that last 2 minutes of my life, everything came into perspective really quick. I'm not promised tomorrow. Life is but a vapor. Over 140,000 people every day, unannounced to them, die. They had no idea that they were going to be taken out that day. Oh, and I know the skeptics. And all my critics are going to say, oh, brother, you're just trying to scare people. Wait a second, maybe this message is for you because maybe your clock is about to run out and you're about to meet your maker. Don't play the fool for your pains, friends, because I'm going to give it regardless if you like it or not, the message that being. As I got up, I walked back towards the red SUV, the Ford. And I looked to the right. I could see the dog at a distance again, but I looked and I noticed a body laying in between me and the red SUV Ford. And I seen a kid there. He's probably about 18 to 22 years old. I was guessing his face was down, but he was young. He was groaning. He said, "My back, my back, my back." I knew that he was alive. I don't know that he made it. Some people came over, began to minister help to him. I walked over to the Ford SUV, the red SUV, and there was a lady in the driver's seat. And interestingly enough, there was a man that jumped in the back seat of the car to hold her head up so she could breathe, because from her neck to her body, it was completely broke off. If he didn't hold up her head, she couldn't breathe. And friends, this is what I heard her say. This applies to every single one of us on this planet. She said, "Is my dad okay?" She said, "Is my dad okay?" And her dad just happened to be the one that just died right in front of me. I knew how precious life was right then and there. And when she said that, I got out of Dodge because there's enough people there now to help. And now this is what I want you to hear. When I was walking back to the van, I seen enough first and foremost. I didn't walk away from those that needed help. I knew that they had the help that they needed now. I heard somebody say in the background, "That's the family we just seen at the road stop at the restaurant playing with their dog." And interestingly enough, the Lord warns us over and over and over again. He said, redeem the time, make the most of it, because the days are evil. You're not promised tomorrow. So make the most out of what you have in front of you today. Folks, right when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to get to famous last words, deathbed statements. And I want you to see what comes out of men's and women's mouths before they take their last breath. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years, so take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about last words, deathbed statements. We're not promised tomorrow. 140,000 people die every single day, unannounced to them, they themselves. And before they know it, they're standing before the judge of all mankind. Thomas Jefferson still survives, said John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. He said that July 4th, 1826. And the fact of the matter is, actually, Jefferson had died a couple hours earlier that same day. You want to talk about divinity, friends? But John Adams, his last words were, Thomas Jefferson still survives. For those that did not know, John Adams was moved by the fear of God because he knew he had much to answer for. See, to he who's been given much, entrusted with much, answers for much. And John knew that. Famous last words, deathbed statements. This is the last of the earth. I am content, said his son John Quincy Adams, the United States president, February 21st, 1848. He died right on the federal floor, by the way, friends. You can actually go there and see where he actually passed away. He was a president of the United States of America, and then he became a senator afterwards. The only president ever to do that. So it wasn't about stature to him whatsoever. It was about servitude and service to mankind. Famous last words, Joseph Addison. By the way, Joseph Addison was an English essayist. He was a poet, playwright, and a politician. He was also the eldest son of the Reverend Lancelot Addison. This is what he said. See in what peace a Christian can die. Wow. Revelations 20, 11 through 15, and I saw a great white throne. We'll all see this. And him that sat on it. Now listen, the description of Christ you can read in Revelations 1, but also check this out in Revelations 20, 11 through 15. Carefully, listen. And I saw a great white throne. This is all coming from John. And him that sat on it. Now, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. Man, I mean, the way people have God the Father and Jesus Christ pictured, man, he's like a little jolly fellow sitting up there like Santa Claus who can't wait for all of his kids to come into heaven. From whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. It goes on, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. This is prophecy. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of all those things which were written in the books, according to, ready for this, friends, their works. Oh, to the wicked. Oh, to the wicked. You're going to be judged according to your works. Just think about this. Scripture tells us we're responsible for every idle thought and every idle word. And we are going to be judged, speaking to the righteous, according to every single work. Wow. See, folks, you're not responsible for the birds that fly above head, but you are responsible if you allow them to nest in your head. Speaking of your thoughts, you're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the Word of God. Well, some will say, well, that's just difficult. Well, ask the Lord for more grace to keep His commandments better then. Keep your eyes fixed on the cross. It becomes easier. Right? Paul said that. He had his eyes evidently set forth that were fixed upon the cross because he was crucified to the world and the world was crucified to him. But listen to the things that are said. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books. That would be the Torah, the Decalogue. And folks, that's the reason I'm here 6 days a week telling you to get it right before a just and a holy God. Because when you're standing there on that day, you're not going to stand there innocent of the fact that you knew not. And it doesn't matter if you know it or not, folks. You have a conscience, and conscience means with knowledge. You know you have a creator. You know within yourself you are accountable to your creator and his government. You know within conscience what's right and wrong. You're going to be judged according to your works. You're going to be judged according to your works. Now, it's also interesting to note, speaking of the church, that it tells us that we are to judge within. Now, I'm sorry, I speak to the heathen now. The professed church in America doesn't got it right. They got it completely backwards. They say, all are welcome. Yes, all are welcome. But come back after you leave church as you are changed, because we will not tolerate sin in the camp two times over. And if you think I'm playing with you, read Hebrews 10 when you get a moment. You know, Scripture tells us that judgment begins in the house of God. The church doesn't judge within. That's why they're being judged without. 1 Peter 4:18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Not a good place to be. Because all of us, both the wicked and the righteous, are going to stand before our judge on that final day, and we're going to be judged according to our works. Oh, and let's not take away works, friends. You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. Revelations 20, verse 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Was cast into the lake of fire. Famous last words. Is it not meningitis? Louisa Alcott, she was a writer in 1888. See how some people make light of their own salvation. Why is that? Because they hold lightly in esteem concerning the God of their salvation. They got to leave the world like it's a joke. Ethan Allen, American Revolutionary General in 1789, said, "Waiting are they? Waiting are they? Well, let them wait." In response to attending a doctor who attempted to comfort him by saying, "General, I fear the angels are waiting for you." Listen to the biblical vernacular in their conversations, friends. Lady Nancy Astor in 1964 said, "Am I dying or is this my birthday?" when she woke up briefly during her last illness and found all her family around her bedside. Jane Austen, a writer, July 18th, 1817, speaking of last words, she said, "Nothing but death," when asked by her sister Cassandra if there was anything she wanted. Tallulah Bankhead, she was an actress, December 12th, 1968. She said, "Codeine, bourbon." Huh. You think you're going to numb your senses on Judgment Day? No, you're going to be aware of everything, like it or not. And I want to share with those that have ears to hear, and eyes to see, and a heart to understand, that this is a day that Christians look forward to. Because we have a right into the Holy of Holies now through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we have a right to the throne of grace that God has bestowed upon us through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. Because of the sacrifice, because of the propitiation, my sins are covered through the blood. And I have a right standing with my Heavenly Father because of what Jesus did for me. It's not going to be a joke. It's going to be a day where we're going to rejoice. And we should be rejoicing even now, knowing that that's what we're going to inherit. And I want to say this to all those that are working out their own salvation with fear and trembling even now. I high five you, brother. I high five you, sister. I want you to understand those that desire to be weaned from all sin, those are the ones that are ready for the judgment. Those that desire to be freed from all sin. And for those that don't know what I'm talking about and you desire salvation, I want you to understand the way to part from sin is to unite with Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Hallelujah. Amen. And by the way, for those that did not know, hallelujah in the book of Revelations is when judgments were coming down upon the earth, upon the heads of the wicked. P.T. Barnum, entrepreneur, 1891, he said, "How are the receipts today at Madison Square Garden?" Speaking of famous last words. "I can't sleep," said another. James M. Barry, he was an author. He died in 1937. He said, "I can't sleep." Ethel Barrymore, actress, June 18th, 1959, said, "Is everybody happy? I want everybody to be happy. I know I'm happy." Well, that's good. You know, but I want you to keep in mind, friends, we're here to please our Heavenly Father. We're not here to be people pleasers. Amen? Folks, talking about famous last words. Oh, just hold on with me, friends. It gets better. Thomas N. Beckett, Henry Ward Beecher, Ludwig van Beethoven, all coming up. Famous last words. Going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Last shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about famous last words, here's Thomas N. Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, 1170. A sword crushing blow extinguished the life of Thomas Becket. On a cold December evening, as he struggled onto the steps of his altar, the brutal event sent a tremor through medieval Europe. Public opinion of the time and subsequent history have laid the blame for the murder at the feet of Becket's former close personal friend, King Henry II. See, folks, those that have been put in place of authority and entrusted by the people throughout nations, they feel that they're above the law because the people allow them to set themselves above the law. But I'm talking about famous last words, and rest assured, King Henry had to answer to the lawgiver, like it or not. But we can make that happen, friends, in America as well. We can arrange the meetings if we're willing to understand the slogan that's on the back of the Supreme Court building right under Moses with the Ten Commandments in his hands, where it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." But sticking to the topic, famous last words. He said, "I'm ready to die for my Lord, that in my blood the church may obtain liberty and peace." Boy, that is one individual that understands Scripture. You can't just make stuff up like that. You should read some of the writings from our forefathers, friends. Not just the patriarchs in the church. I'm talking about patriarchs concerning who we are as a people. The George Washingtons, the John Adams, the Thomas Jeffersons, the Ben Franklins, so on and so forth. The James Madisons. Folks, I mean, these folks, you can't just make this stuff up what they penned. They knew exactly what they were saying because they were well studied. They studied and showed themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'm telling you what, they had the truth divided. And they understood it, and they discerned the times. Henry Ward Becker, he was an evangelist, March 8th, 1887, he said, "Now comes the mystery." But the mystery is already written out in front of our face. And the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians, talks about it in the book of Ephesians, that having known the will of the Lord has been revealed unto us. Also talks about in 1 John how we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. And though there are many things in the Christian life that are mysterious, we still know in whom we believe, the way Paul spoke of. Now let's go over to Ludwig von Beethoven. I like saying that. It sounds like I know what I'm doing here. Ludwig von Beethoven, he was a composer. March 26, 1827, he said, "Friends, applaud, the comedy is finished." Friends, he belittled himself. This is a man that understood perfection. He understood perfection. And he felt that he felt short of that perfection. Ludwig van Beethoven, composer. Friends, applaud, the comedy is finished. Humphrey Bogart, actor, January 14th, 1957. He said, "I should have never switched from scotch to martinis." How's that working out for you, pal? Huh? 1 Corinthians 6:9 talks about it, that no drunkard shall have an inheritance into the kingdom of heaven, along with others. Others that are violating God's moral law. Read 1 Timothy 1:7 when you get a moment, friends. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Napoleon Bonaparte, French emperor, May 5th, 1821, speaking of famous last words, he said, "Josephine." Scripture tells us, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." That means anything your heart is attached to before God in Jesus Christ must go. And let your eye be single. Last thing I want to talk about is my Lord. The same thing that I'm talking about now while I still have the time to talk about Him. And I'm not doing that because I have to. I'm doing it because I want to. I'm doing it out of love for He who sent His Son to die on the cross for my sins. Pretty easy to figure out. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Dominic Bahurs, French grammarian, 1702, said, "I'm about to," or "I'm going to," then he said, "die," there's dashes, friends, "I'm about to," or "I'm going to dash die." Either expression is correct. Johannes Brahms, composer, April 3rd, 1897, speaking of famous last words, "Ah, that tastes nice, thank you." Folks, there's so much vanity here. Empty, worthless words. Out of the abundance of the heart, let the mouth speak. Let it be filled with the Holy Ghost, yeah? Always, 24/7, 365 days a year. "Oh, I'm going to die. Am I?" Question mark. "He will not separate us. We have been so happy." Spoken to her husband of 9 months, Reverend Arthur Nicholas. Charlotte Bronte, writer, March 31st, 1855. Another writer, June 28th, 1861, Elizabeth Barrett Browning said, in reply to her husband who asked how she felt, she said, "Beautiful." She must have been expiring at that particular time. Lord George Byron, writer, 1824, he said, "Now I shall go to sleep. Good night. And you shall stand before your judge, either your friend or your enemy. You'll either be admitted or you'll be rejected. No in-betweenites there." Gaius Julius Caesar, Roman emperor, 44 B.C., that's before Christ, "Et tu, Brute?" He said, "Assassinated." Wow. See, everybody thinks the bad guys always get away. No, they don't. There's not one bad guy in history that has ever gotten away with his crimes. Not a one. Don't ever forget that. Not one individual that has ever lived on this planet will get away with his crimes before God. Never, ever, ever. Gaius Caligula, Roman emperor, 40 A.D., he was a bad, bad man, friends. Who? He was the one that was set for judgment after Jesus Christ in the Passion of the Cross. And you should see some of the things that were in this guy's heart and mind to do to the people that rejected the Christ. He said, I'm still alive. He was stabbed to death by his own guards, as reported by Roman historian Tacitus. Hey, folks, pride is not scriptural. The last word this arrogant narcissist said, I'm still alive. You're not going to defy death. Scripture already tells us that no man can keep his own soul alive. Here, let me say that again, friends. I'm just prophetically following what I'm hearing right now, okay? Just follow with me. To all those that are listening to me right now, and I know in particular who I'm speaking to, you're people that are monitoring my radio show, and you work for the bad guy, which makes you a bad guy. I want you to understand that you cannot keep your own soul alive. And the judge that all of us are going to meet, you are going to meet too. And you're going to be judged according to your works. My message to you, my friend, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. While you still have time. Because again, you're not promised tomorrow. Charles II, King of England and Scotland, speaking of famous last words, 1685, this is what he said. Don't let poor Nelly, his mistress, Nell Gwyn, starve. Charles V, King of France, 1380, he said, Ah, Jesus. Interesting. Anton Pavlik Chekhov, writer, July 1st, 1904, said, I'm dying. I haven't drunk champagne for a long time. What about Frederick Chopin? Composer, October 16th, 1849, speaking of famous last words, the earth is suffocating, swear to make them cut me open so that I wouldn't be buried alive, dying of tuberculosis, friends. I better say that slower, huh? I mean, this is a tormented individual. The earth is suffocating, swear to them, cut me open. To make them cut me open so I won't be buried alive? Ooh, my goodness. Winston Churchill, statesman, January 24th, 1965, said, I'm bored with it all, before slipping into a coma. He died 9 days later, Mr. Suave himself. And folks, don't think for one moment him, like Franklin D. Roosevelt and Joseph Stalin, weren't all about establishing a new world order under the UN through World War II, because they were. To their everlasting shame. But again, the record that the people leave concerning their little pawns is, oh, he was a great man. No, judge him by his fruits. Georges Clemenceau, French premier, 1929, he said, this time it will be a long one. Yep, it will be. Grover Cleveland, who was a president not just once but also twice in 1908, he was also a preacher, said, I've tried so hard to do the right. Lou Costello, a comedian, March 3rd, 1959, he said, that was the best ice cream soda I ever tasted. See, folks, they just want to take it to the grave with them. And the minute they close their eyes, they open them instantaneously and they stand before their judge and they see that the joke has been on them. They've given themselves over to everything that they should have given themselves over to. Noel Coward, writer, 1973. Good night, my darlings. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's a good one. This is crazy. But Joan Crawford, actress, May 10th, 1977. Listen to what she said. Blanket, don't you dare ask God to help me. To her housekeeper, who had begun to pray aloud. Hey, folks, for those that did not know, did you also know that even Voltaire desired a preacher on his deathbed? Did you know that he asked his maid to get a preacher? And she said she never wanted to see another atheist die. She said as if he was falling into the flames of hell. 50 years later, Voltaire, his home was used to publish Bibles for the world to read. Oh, what a fool he was. Be right back. Final segment coming up, Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So many famous last words here. It's just over the top. I'll go to the more famous ones. John F. Kennedy, before he was assassinated in November 22nd, 1963, said, "No, you certainly can't." This was in reply to Nellie Connolly, wife of Governor John Connolly, commenting, "You certainly can't." She said this to him, "You certainly can't say that the people of Dallas haven't given you a nice welcome, Mr. President." Carl the 11th of Sweden said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." George Harrison of the Beatles said to his family on his deathbed while dying from cancer, November 29th, 2001, "Love one another." Alexander Hamilton, this is a mortal wound, doctor, and then to his wife, "Remember my Eliza, you are a Christian." Dwight D. Eisenhower, famous last words, "I loved my wife, my children, and my grandchildren, and I've always loved my country. I want to go. God, take me." Jeffrey Dahmer, the homosexual serial killer, said, "I don't care if I die or live." He said, "Go ahead and kill me." John Dillinger, you know, the famous bank robber, he said, "You got me." Cicero, Roman statesman in order, he said, "There is nothing proper about what you are doing, soldier, but do try to kill me properly." Hugo Chavez, just to show you again, friends, the bad guys. These are their famous last words. You should see the famous last words of Benito Mussolini as well, friends. You want to talk about a coward? You want to talk about a narcissist? Didn't work out too well for him. He was the one that raised his hand towards heaven and said, "Lord, if you're there, God, if you're there, strike me dead." He did it three times. The Lord did accommodate. And we know that it's not the Lord's good pleasure to basically take out the wicked. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, friends. But he did it to himself. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, said, I don't want to die. Please don't let me die. This is great perspective medicine, friends. It's a great perspective medicine to look at these. Because no matter who you are going to have to face the Lord on that day. Tammy Faye Baker. She said, I'm in the hands of Jesus. Folks, she was seriously deceived in so many different ways. When Jim Baker was busted for his crimes, she went and married his best friends. Maybe she should read scripture again when the Lord says, you're not to divorce. Once you become one flesh, it's over with. And that's what scripture says. Max Baer, you know, James Braddock, Cinderella Man that beat Max Baer, right before he died, his famous last words were, oh God, here I go. Benedict Arnold said, let me die in the old uniform in which I fought my battles for freedom. May God forgive me for putting on another. Whew. He wanted to wear his old Continental Army uniform. Remember, he was the one that played Judas to the American cause and he was caught. John Jacob Astor IV, he was on the Titanic. He said, the ladies have got to go first. Goodbye, dearie. I'll see you later. They found him floating. He drowned. Going on, Nostradamus, who basically mocked scripture and started to give prophecy out, friends, like it was candy. He was ripping off scripture, friends. And he tried to make himself famous by saying he's the one that received it. He said, tomorrow I shall no longer be here. He was right. He was absolutely right. Famous last words, friends. Famous last words. I got famous last words concerning Nazi war criminals. Folks, they were unrepentant. That's why you have to bring forth judgment now. Folks, you're seeing the face of this in America today. John Huss said, oh, holy simplicity, 1372, 1415. He's the one that prophesied the golden goose, speaking of the great reformer Martin Luther 100 years later. You know, Doc Holliday, John Henry Holliday, in 1887, he said, this is funny. Huh. Vanity, it's all vanity. All vanity, friends. Here, folks, let me bring it to you. Because we're taught that once we're dying, we believe that for some reason or other, we're going to live the life that we want to live. And then on our deathbed, we're all of a sudden going to begin to make appeals to God. And what you'll do is you'll sit there and think, well, I'll change my outward character to fit now what I need to practice and what I should have been practicing over the last how many years that preceded as to where I'm at today. How many changes in outward character there are, which very many resemble conversion, but not having the Spirit in them, they fail after all. Deathbed repentances are often looked upon as very sincere, although frequently we fear that they are but the first gnawings of the worm that never dies. I've read this week an extraordinary anecdote of a woman who many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her own child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed to her by the Scottish law, previous to her execution, and the ministers who were with her continually gave it as their opinion that she died in the sure and certain hope of salvation. Really? Well, the appointed day came, she was hung, but it being very rainy and now no awning had been prepared, those who had the change of her execution or charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it and get her under the shelter, so she was cut down before the legal time. And as the custom is, the body was given up to her friends to be buried. Therefore, a coffin was provided, and she was removed into the east, Lothian, where she and her husband were going to bury her. I'm sorry, where her husband was going to bury her. They stopped at a public house on the road to refresh themselves, when to their great surprise, an alarm. In rushed a boy, and he said he heard a noise in the coffin. They went out and found that the woman was alive. The vital powers had been suspended. In other words, the life was not extinct, and the jolting of the cart had restored her circulation. After a few hours, she became quite well. They removed their residence and went to another part of the country. But the sad part of the tale is this, that the woman was as bad a character afterwards as she was before, and if anything, worse. She lived as openly in sin as she did before, and despised and hated Christianity even more than she had previously done. Now, folks, I know that this is a remarkable case, but I believe that you would see that the great majority of those who profess to retreat on their deathbeds, if they could rise again from the graves, would live a life as profane and godless as ever before. And rely on this. It is nothing but the grace of the Spirit of God that makes sure work of souls. Unless He shall change you, you may be changed. But it will not be a change that will endure. Unless He shall put His hand, speaking of Christ, to the work will be marred, the pitcher spoiled on the wheel. So therefore, cry unto Christ, therefore, that He may give you the Holy Spirit, that you have the evidence of a real conversion today, not tomorrow, because you're not promised tomorrow. Not a base counterfeit. And not because the pastor or the priest or the father said so. You need to take heed, friends. Take heed. That means pay careful attention. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because natural fear, natural love, natural feelings are not a conversion. And conversion in the first instance and by the subsequent edification must be the work of the Holy Spirit and of Him alone, who brings forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to repentance. The law drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ and trust in Him and read His word daily. So therefore, never rest comfortably then until you have the Holy Spirit's operations most surely affected in your hearts.
That's right. It's so often that people don't ponder their salvation and ponder their end. They think, well, I'm young now and I'm doing my thing and I'm living my own life. And they don't think that eternity is just that, eternity. So there's so many things to ponder, some great stuff coming out here on the radio program today. And for those of you who may be first-time listeners to the Sons of Liberty, welcome to the show. Obviously, you're hearing a bunch of truth that not many people are willing to speak forth. But we here at the Sons of Liberty know that it's only the truth that makes men free. Check out all the great information that we have here on our websites, our Sons of Liberty Media website, and our Sons of Liberty Radio website. I also want to give you the opportunity to become a son or daughter of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. I've been telling folks about this again this week. It's very easy to sign up. All you do is find the level of membership that's comfortable for you, or maybe not comfortable for you. The Lord might be stretching you. And click on that button, punch in your information, and you're signed up to become a son or daughter of Liberty. Each one of our monthly packages come with some different items that you'll receive in the mail. Everyone gets a son or daughter of Liberty certificate, but there's also wonderful things that come along with it, depending upon what level of membership you are, including comic books, mugs, hats, so on and so forth. So you get some good stuff coming along with it. But I always like to say you can feel great about what you're supporting, because this is a work that we are doing. It's a labor of love that not many people are willing to speak forth and not very many people are willing to do. So please join us in turning talk radio into do radio. Amen. And becoming sons and daughters of Liberty. You will not regret it. I also want to point out all of our wonderful products we have at our store. If you haven't checked that out yet, please do so. Many wonderful products out there for you to share with friends and family.
Folks, I just wanted to highlight real quick sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, the designated terror group founder seeks to mobilize millions of Muslims for 2016 election. Guess what, friends? That's the reason they want the illegals here, because they need voters. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.